Welcome to Mobile Armor Radio, the podcast for all things mecha. Jump ship incoming.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Mobile Armor Radio, episode number 70. I am your host this month, Chopper, and I am joined, as always, with the two second greatest co-hosts in the world,
Brian.
I know. Who's the first greatest second co-host? What?
Oh, I just called you guys. I called you guys second because once you get big heads.
It's true. We get to
get closer to the camera.
Yeah.
So I have the smallest. Furthest away.
Here we are.
You can tell Brian has a standing desk, by the way. He can just walk around.
Yes.
duck and dodge.
It's really nice when you've been sitting all day.
So here we are, April. A couple weeks just after
Adepticon. Yeah, it's April.
I
was confused.
A couple weeks after Adepticon, which we'll be talking a little bit, but
which is why both me and
the show.
That's why both me and Pat both have a huge cough and are.
Well, I don't have the cough anymore, but I've lost my voice. Comes and goes. I sound like Peter Brady. If you're old enough to remember Peter,
I just start sounding like a pensioner with a freaking.
Gotta keep on moving, dancing on.
I looked out and avoided the concrete somehow. I'm not sure how.
Well, I didn't get the concrete. I had this.
You had it before,
Before, and it just transitioned to just some kind of head thing, and then.
I'm pretty sure I caught mine on the plane home. That was the problem with me.
Yeah.
Well, it sounded like there was a lot of COVID running around. Gary Kahn, on another note, apparently had a rampant COVID.
No, I didn't hear anything about Adepticon. I didn't hear anybody had it there for once.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Allegedly.
So, well, let's move on.
On that happy note.
On that happy note on death and destruction, let's move on into the...
bombshell.
Let's move into the dropship, which will probably be very quick again, because, you know...
I don't know. I've done something.
Dropship landing.
All right, let's welcome to the dropship. This is the section where we are talk about what we are working on, and this month's dropship is sponsored by John Bear Ross. He's no longer doing his Patreon, but we want to support him still. All his past projects are still available on My Mini Factory. Just search for John Bear Ross, and the link will be in the show notes. We'd like to thank JBR for being a loyal sponsor and friend of the show.
Woohoo!
And funny thing is, he says he's not doing any more things, but he did design a new Titan of some sort that he's going to be putting up.
Well, that's the thing, right? I don't think
he can't stop himself.
I think John just can't help himself, and that's great. It's great, great for us.
Great
for us.
Great for everyone else.
Whenever he cracks and designs a new robot, it's always better for us.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, let's start with Brian then. Let's see what have you been working on. I know it's been last month was a kind of busy month for all of us. So.
Oh yeah, I did get some last minute painting done, in time for Adepticon. I finished painting up some more Corvus Games terrain of the new set that had like the infected buildings and stuff like that. Enough of which I actually had almost three tables worth of.
You could probably use a terrain for that new game you got. We'll talk about that when you.
That's save it for later.
Save
it. Don't even talk it.
Well, I'll say one thing is I did assemble.
No, save it later.
Extra bit. Stop.
Cut him. Cut him off. He's done.
But yeah. Otherwise,
I heard there's a discount code for that COVID train game trainer.
Yes, there is a coupon code for DZ Podcast Adepticon.
Wait a second, that's a different podcast.
Exactly, get 20% off.
But that's okay. Those are good terrains for some of the
April.
Other mech games too. So
it is absolutely. It's great stuff for a variety of games. A lot of general sci-fi.
Yeah, because it doesn't really matter. Yeah, it's 20. It's built for 28mm, but it doesn't really matter. It could be any size.
Yeah.
So
yep.
It could be giant buildings for mechs or.
Cool. Yeah, so that was kind of the big like hobby piece that was on my table leading up to Adepticon, and have only done one little thing since. So I'll throw it over to Rob.
I actually did something. We Pat was painting up a lot of Spartans for the demo, for the Halo demo at Adepticon. So while
which
he was doing...
you can now talk about, because you guys were really coy about it last
time. By the way, there's a Halo game coming from Mantic
it's
Games.
It's called Halo Flashpoint from Mantic Games.
Yep. Pre-orders are up now. But anyways, so while he was doing that, I had to paint something. So I started painting my Wolf's Dragoons. I was going to paint the whole first battalion. I think it's a battalion. And I started with the Command Lance. So I did my Wolf's Dragoons Command Lance, which are a different color from everybody else. They're more in Steiner colors. So it's they're blue and gold. So
Steiner.
They're fun. And I did the classic, some of the mostly classic designs of the... I got some lambs in there. I got some... the old
like
Phoenix
lambs or
no B the land Air Max, but it's a pretty fun, and it's the first mechs I painted in a long time, so it was fun. Other than that, it was a lot of Halo going on, so which has no mechs in it, so we can't talk about it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Not yet.
Not until later.
Well, are you done, Rob?
Yeah, that's all I've done. Yeah.
Yeah. So unfortunately for me, I have very little. As Rob said, I was very preoccupied with getting a bunch of Spartans done for Halo Flashpoint for Mantic Games.
Ooh. Plug. He's plugging.
Pre-orders are up now. There's plenty of videos on the internet if you were interested in looking about that game. I won't talk about it too much on a mech podcast. But I had to crank out a lot of Spartans to get painted for the demo. So,
And most of them got destroyed by the end because people are so rough during demos.
Well, yeah, most of them got destroyed by the demo people. And then my dog just took one out of my con bag, went into my bag and took it out of there. The little gray little box that we put the extra ones in, the demo models in. And that Spartan is no more. Rest RIP Red Spartan.
Yeah, we 3D printed them for the demos, and let's just say 3D printing, they're fine for like home use when you're actually careful with your miniatures, but when grubby convention goers start handling them, guns get busted, little fingers get busted off.
Yeah, they're very delicate. I wouldn't, so 3D printing is great, but for a lot of touching and showing, that's so good because they bust when someone sneezes.
The models aren't going to be in that.
No,
they're going to be in plastic. They're going to be in plastic.
They're actually getting done in actual tooled plastic, so it's going to be nice, nice, tough.
And they'll be pre-colored. Oh, we're talking about a game that's not mech.
Oh, yeah, what are we talking about that for?
I'm grabbing my own. So,
I've talked about Halo on this show.
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
Yeah, I know. I'm done with...
we just don't want to talk about Halo anymore because we played it. I demoed it for 3 days straight. 4 days straight.
But now that that obligation of getting Halo done stuff, I should have opened up more time, and I got my little new gaming table in the mail, finally, my Kickstarter.
Did you put it together yet?
Oh, nice.
No, because I want to clean up the rest of the area still, which I got a couple days off coming, so that's kind of where I'm going to be working most of the day, and we'll be back to painting again and get that table, so I'll have a proper hobby game room again that doesn't look like a game dragon vomited it all over my basement
or a whirlwind went through it.
But that, I guess that's it for dropship. Let's move on to the comics right then and talk some comics, books, TVs, RPGs, and video games.
I think I talk about three of those four things.
Yeah. I talk about none because I didn't do too much.
You're a slacker.
The problem is the Comstar that I have is going to be Adepticon related, so
save it.
Yep, I'm just going to say nothing in Comstar.
Nothing.
Let's just say the mech banger is going to be very long.
Yeah, let's move on.
Message from Comstar.
All right, what happened?
I got my finger in the clacker.
I'm struggling.
He's
got to edit this in a couple hours.
Now we have an injury, and Rob is sick as we move on to the Comstar. So, Rob, why don't you kick off the Comstar for us?
First thing first, as the time of the recording hasn't started yet, but Red Line Kickstarter is live. So if you want the new expansion for Red Line, the Mercenaries, it's out. So
get in on that.
Once it does come out, you'll see our Twitter or X and our Facebooks. You'll see the links everywhere. So get into that. It's gonna be fun. More miniatures, more cards for the game. So, the mercenary faction looks awesome. So I can't wait for that.
It's Redline Payday, right?
Payday is a new one.
We're looking for it. You're looking for Redline Payday.
Payday, and it's mercenaries and industrial kind of mechs coming. So, fun times we talked about before, but we've had Cameron on. So,
yep.
The other thing that's big news is Macross. I don't know if we talked about it. I don't think we did talk about it yet. Is Macross is coming to Disney Plus.
Yeah, that was news.
That's big. It's crazy. Like, that's
exciting.
Yeah, that's finally. Now,
we did have the debate a little bit over the weekend. Is this going to be subbed, dubbed?
Yeah, or both.
You're in Japanese, and you're going to have to learn Japanese to watch it.
If I had to guess, it's going to be subbed. Because I think if I recall the announcement correctly, they are not going to have the original Macross series, Do You Remember Love? And I think Macross 2 was also not included in that.
Pretty much all the Harmony Gold ones, right?
I don't think they'll have the dub of Macross Plus, which was the one that Bryan Cranston in it.
I didn't know he was in that.
Yeah, he did a lot of voice work back in the day. I knew that.
Mm-hmm. Granted, there is. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to have the series or the movie or both.
He does a lot of those Japanese. He was the Red Ranger in the remake movie.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, was he?
Originally, yeah. He did a lot of voice work for anime and stuff. I remember he's been in quite a few things. But it'll be interesting. Like you say, I think a lot of the Harmony Gold stuff, they're not allowed to do, like, because Macross is Robotech, so they can't have that. Plus, is it Macross 2 was the movie? One of them was the
Macross 2 was the movie. Yeah. And that's the one that had the Kickstarter recently. But what that means is we're going to get Macross 7, all the OVAs for that, Macross 7 Dynamite 7, I think it is.
Dynamite!
Macross Frontier, the two movies for Macross Frontier, Macross Delta, I think the two movies for Macross Delta, and I forgot Macross Zero's in there. So, like,
nice.
There's a lot of shows coming our way. And
so I'm sure we'll be talking about that.
It's great stuff. If you need the quick recommendation, if you're coming from like original Macross, Robotech is maybe the only experience you have of it so far, definitely recommend Plus. And I would recommend getting into Frontier is a great one to jump into that came out, I think, the 25th anniversary. So like early 2000s. And then you can kind of work your way backwards and or forwards from that. It's a really great experience.
Is there a chronological order? I'll have to watch in that order.
They are all good with actually. The so chronologically, it goes.
Released chronologically.
It is one contiguous storyline.
I'm so used to Gundam, which is all over the place. Where you got to be like, okay, where's this fitting?
With one exception, Macross Zero is a prequel with Roy Fokker.
Oh, cool.
And the VF ones fighting F-14s.
Oh.
So it's a cool one. But it goes 7 is kind of the next one chronologically. And the rest of 7. I recommend that one if you are a really big like Bon Jovi fan, because the music is a little bit more in that line, but with a Japanese twist of it.
Nice.
And so more like
loudness.
80s Bon Jovi.
Like if you're a loudness fan, those of you are old enough to know who loudness is.
And then, so again, Zero is a prequel to the original Macross. Then it goes into Frontier after 7. And then from Frontier, it goes into Delta.
Cool. Yep. We'll be, I'm sure in the upcoming conference, we'll be discussing that. Do you know when it starts?
I do not recall off the top of my head.
I haven't either. I don't remember the original, what they said. I don't know if they ever actually gave an actual date.
Soon.
Is it?
Or just 2024.
Yeah, I don't think it gave an actual date. I think it was just probably summer.
Probably second quarter.
Yeah, something like that. The other thing I'm doing is reading Invincible Iron Man, because it's been part of the Fall of X, the X-Men of ending their Krakoa era. But the only reason I'm talking about Invincible Iron Man is because the bad guys took over all his Iron Man's tech and turned all the Iron Man, all Sentinels into like Iron Man Sentinels. So to fight him, Iron Man decided to build even a bigger suit. So he built this huge mecha suit to fight the Iron Man Sentinels. And he had a big fight in Australia, as you do. It seems like that's the place to have a big mech fights. It's the arena of fights. and that's currently happening. So if you're into big mech fights, check out Invincible Iron Man. In the last couple issues, there's been a lot of giant mechs fighting each other for the honor of the X-Men. Did you know Tony Stark just married Emma Frost from the X-Men? There you go. Hot news.
Really?
Yeah. It's a crazy world we live in. Oh, anyways. But that's all I've been doing, I think, other than reading. I'm still reading all the BattleTech books. I think I'm getting into the Ill Clan era finally. So I got through the Dark Age almost. We're getting there. We're getting there, boys.
We're getting there.
What about you, Pat? You done anything?
No. I talked about the TRL, right? Last month.
Your mic's all crazy now.
The TRO?
Your mic is gone. What has happened?
You're really quiet.
Hello?
There you go. Do you unplug yourself?
I think my wire was all jacked up. Is that working now?
Yes, you sound much better now.
Did I talk about the
underwater?
Did I talk about the TRO last month?
TRO.
The latest BattleTech TRO technical readout?
Yeah, I think you did.
I don't even know what the date is, but I think that's the last mech thing I read.
Yeah, you definitely talked about getting that, I think, last time.
I don't even know where I put it. Jesus Christ, what's going on in my life?
It's a busy time.
Yeah, I got nothing. Okay. Brian, what do you got? You got any more other than just the Macross?
Macross is obviously probably the biggest announcement. I'm continuing to play through Horizon Forbidden West, trying to wrap that up, pushing on the main story since I had a day off here. Took a little bit of time into that. Also, just to throw it out there, because it wasn't on my radar at all, the Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire movie came out, where Kong like gets a robot hand.
He's almost a mech now.
It was not on my radar at all, and then I saw an announcement, and it was like coming out the week after. I'm like,
oh, you didn't know about this?
I didn't know it was.
I saw the toys. That's all I knew about the mech hand. I've seen a lot of the toys around.
Oh, I watched, but the thing is, I watched the trailers. You, for some reason, you don't like to watch trailers.
Nah, I like being spoiled.
I mean, like, granted, I don't like watch TV very often, and so like
the. I see the trailers on YouTube because I get a lot of trailers.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually seen it on TV at all. Maybe
that's the thing is, like, I watch YouTube and I get ads through there. Maybe it's just politics is flooding my ad.
Well, yeah. The thing is, I don't get ads. They just show up.
Yeah, recommendations. You have recommendations. Yeah.
So that kind of came out of nowhere for me. I really loved, you know, Godzilla King of the Monsters.
I have been avoiding everything to find out who the big bad is.
The big bad.
But all they say is that what is coming, that these two are scared of it. Two are scared of it. I don't have enough kaiju lore to remember.
I doubt I'll have time to actually catch it while it's in theaters, which kind of sucks. Because those movies are worth going to see.
Theater. I'll definitely go check it in a matinee when school starts back up again. I have to deal with kids.
Yeah. So maybe if I get a chance, but I've got a busy couple weeks ahead of me. So otherwise.
Well, you just take a couple hours and lunch. And just hit the matinee, hit the first showing. That's what I usually do.
It's probably a 3-hour long movie, though.
I go right at 11, get some popcorn.
I think it's
for
a long
lunch.
One. But yeah, otherwise, not a whole lot else on my media radar right now. So I think with that, should we pop on over?
Yeah, let's on head over to the mech bay and then talk about what happened and then some of the new stuff we got.
The actual story.
The actual story.
The thing we've been avoiding the whole time.
Yes.
Now entering the Mech Bay Hangar.
Okay, welcome to the Mech Bay Hangar, and today we are going to talk about the Adepticon 2024 recap and some of the things we saw. I mean, I will say that this year's Adepticon was there was a lot of mech stuff to be seen, to be had, to try, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So, we'll just kind of all pitch in and around and make this kind of a
round table, if you will.
Not a round table, a combined effort, because we all got certain things and stuff like that. So, Brian, why don't you hit us off and what some of the things you did or got or played?
We'll save the holes for at the end. Let's talk about the what you saw first.
What I saw first. So obviously a lot of BattleTech. was there, including the battle
tech.
pods. They did have.
Oh yeah, and they updated him with Mech 5, MechWarrior 5 too, I think, right? Because it wasn't MechWarrior 2. It definitely wasn't MechWarrior 2 they were playing.
It was. Yeah, it looked like 5.
I can't tell you the difference between the numbers, the numbered games before it hit 360.
But yeah, well, they definitely upped the game.
Yeah, it used to be like wireframes back in the day. So it looked like 5 to me. Or maybe MechWarrior Online. It could have been MechWarrior Online too.
And that was, it was free with a badge. So that's pretty good deal. Like,
yeah.
The lineups they were pretty short, long though. I think the lineups were that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to sign up for times and get and show.
Probably. Yeah. Which would make sense as busy as Adepticon is. But yeah, there was obviously some really amazing, miniatures on display, different showcasing of things. What the heck was, there was one game that I grabbed a snapshot of to check out later, and I'll see if
was
I can
it the,
pull it up quick on my phone.
Was
it was
it,
near
Neo Genesis, that one?
I think so.
Zeo Genesis?
Yeah.
That's by the 40K guys?
Yeah, that's the new game by Andy Chambers and Gab Thorpe.
Yep, yep.
Of Warhammer fame. Yep.
Zeo Genesis. The mechs definitely caught my eye with that one. I don't have a great picture. That's why I didn't send it to Rob.
I have a picture of it. It's they had like cardboard terrain and some mechs fighting on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know about the gameplay. If it's by 40K guys, I have a feeling it'll be crunchy.
Last year at the Geek Nations Industry Night, Gav and Andy were there and they talked about it. And Andy Chambers, who designed a lot of Games Workshop's versions of Warhammer and such, was talking about how he didn't want it to be super
that's good
dice involved. Like, I think he was trying to minimize the dice. So this was last year when he said it, and you have to forgive me if I'm misquoting him at this point. I think he said he was trying to boil things down to one die roll.
Well, he does. These minis do have 1d6 sitting on their base. I don't know if that's what they roll or
what.
Yeah, that one definitely caught my eye. It looked
the mechs look
really
cool,
neat aesthetically. The mechs are really cool.
Yeah.
And then obviously Ignition Core was there. Picked and checked out their minis. I imagine we'll be talking about them in greater detail coming up. But trying to think other things that I saw. It's always really cool to see like the Infinity boards.
Oh yeah, they're always
and everything
amazing,
like
those
that.
Guys.
Super cyberpunk and neon, and some of them had like lights inside them. I got a couple of pictures of some of those boards. Obviously, I was running a couple of games for Mantic, including Dead Zone and the Firefight tournaments, which were a great success. And it's mech related because there were mechs involved. But I gotta tell you, like Firefight in particular, like the quality of paint jobs on these things.
Yeah, I heard it was just
way high.
I heard they're getting to Kings War
fantastic.
Levels of crazy stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
that's awesome. That's
and in Dead Zone as well. Like there's we had 18 players in both tournaments, and then my buddy Rick was running the Firefight Annihilation, which is the mechanized combat version of Firefight next to me, and that was a huge success. You know, he had flyers and striders and mules and everything running at each other. So it was a great success, and it sounds like we'll probably be doing Firefight Annihilation tournaments in the future. So
yeah, that's cool.
That's really cool. And that's just kind of a snippet of what I saw there. And I'll hand the baton off to somebody else to chime in.
Yeah. All right. I'll take a stab at it. So like Rob and like Brian, I saw Zeo Genesis. I wanted this last year. They didn't have any minis. They just had the concept of the game and the rules.
A lot of drawings and stuff. Yeah.
Drawings. So this year they had a lot of the models. We went and talked to Nishin Court, those guys, and the artists.
Will and Hiberto.
Hiberto and Will, they were nice guys. It was awesome.
That's Will with me and Pat, and there's Hiberto with us. Yeah, it was pretty cool
Roberto's the artist.
Yeah, designer of all the minis, and yeah.
I did take a minute to sneak away from the booth, unbeknownst to everyone. I just told someone I got to be right back, and I ran to watch the BattleTech Grinder game. If any of you don't know what the Grinder game is, it's where everyone starts off with a very light mech, and you keep playing until you die, and then when you die, you come back to the next heavier mech, and then you just keep playing that, and you get dog tags when you kill someone. And things like that, so you can steal people's kills. So I just wanted to catch that again because, as long as it's been there, I've never had a chance to play in it because I'm always working. So one day in the future, maybe next year, I'll be able to play a game in the Grinder game.
Hey, Brian, want a job?
That being said, is there any other mech I went to look at? I swung by the Giga Robot guys again. They had an expansion frigate. Yep. Yeah, they had an expansion where they give you new pilots, new pilot abilities, and other things too. So it expands the game a little bit. And I think, and I didn't get a chance to stop and chat with them too long because we were just really making a quick walk. And I think they might have like a Kaiju expansion for it maybe coming. I might have been looking at the separate game, so I'm not sure there.
Because remember last year they had two games that they had shown off, and one was more Kaiju and one was more mech based.
Yeah, so, and Giga Robot's a good game. If you get a chance, check it out. It's a very nice game. It's very anime type mech, Mazinger Z kind of look and feel, and anime feel where you charge your pilot and
definitely get, super robots. Yep.
Yeah, they get anger ready and things like that. So it's pretty good. It's a pretty good design game, and I enjoy it. And I don't play it nearly as much as I'd like, but it's pretty fun. The miniatures are fantastic. So, What else did I see?
There was the Cyberpunk 2077, the Edge Runners.
Was it?
Editions were. Being showcased. I
saw that either.
I don't think they the minis yet, but they were accepting pre-orders, so you can get the miniatures for the anime version for the Cyberpunk like skirmish battle game.
Nice.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But the things that we saw, I think that's all I saw. What about you, Rob?
Well, yeah, I have a lot more pictures since these are my pictures, but BattleTech was actually in the hallway, as always. So me and Pat were stuck in the booth, and Brian was stuck upstairs. So we barely ever got to see the BattleTech. We saw it like we walked by as we went to the booth. So I only have a few pictures. They had nice, like a snowboard set up with a bunch of mechs on it. But didn't have time to check anything out in the booth. I never bought anything at BattleTech this year, spoiler, because it was just, it was so busy. Even before the show, since they're in the hallway, they were selling stuff right from like 7 a.m. I don't know what time they started.
Right next to the food.
Like. Yeah, they did start selling very, very early.
Yeah, because they were stuck out in the hallway. So they did
But they're always out in the hallway.
Yeah, so but that's what I mean. We never got to see them. They did have their beautiful piece of art that they had done by that artist who pours resin on the back, and he doesn't really know how it's going to turn out. So it was really cool to see in real life.
They had two,
impressionistic.
Actually.
Yeah, the other one was for Leviathan, the other game. What else? They were playing BattleTech upstairs. I took a picture of one of the boards they were playing Alpha Strike on, just while we were.
Yeah, they had a lot of boards on in that section. Yeah. I think it was that thing where AOS Age of Sigmar. I think they scaled back the number of players, and they really opened up that space behind the BattleTech booth to be a lot of other games, including like BattleTech took up a good chunk of it.
Yeah, downstairs. This was upstairs, right outside where you were.
Yeah.
That they were playing stuff too.
Yeah, too.
Yeah. Heavy Gear. I went to visit Heavy Gear. I met the author of the role playing game, which was cool. And by the time I got there, they already sold out of the exclusive mech they had there. So I didn't get that, but I got the hardback of the role playing game. Spoilers.
Yeah, that sucked that we didn't get a chance to get the mech.
Yeah, it was they must have gone right fast. But yeah, so they had they were offering to I think ship it if you wanted to get it, but I was like, that's right, I'll pick it up next year. And what else? Yeah, the Ignition War guys, it was nice to see them. And they were showing off all the new stuff they got there, and Will is always very energetic about his game, so he's all excited. And
I mean, it's good to see Will there in Ignition War, and I hope they come back again next year, because I hope they had a good show.
Yeah, I do too. because they were really
nice.
Seems
like it. All the Mantic guys bought his stuff, so.
Yeah.
So I said next year is going to be a Mantic
tournament. Looks like his dead zone, or his dead zone. His demos areas were always look pretty packed,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think people are having fun with it. And it was nice to meet Umberto because he listened to the show, so shout out to you. And he's the one who turned Will on to us to have him on before. And we're going to have them on again soon to talk to them both. So it's good to
upcoming Nishigorn stuff. It's going to be good times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was also at one of the tables, there was a huge, like, I don't know, probably 2 feet tall mech that was like open with a girl inside that there was a 3D printing, I think.
It was a 3D printing table, like, but yeah, it was like that tall.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I'm going to make it bigger.
Professionally painted.
Yeah, everybody can see this because it's freaking amazing. But yeah.
Did you have any pictures of the Golden Demon area?
No, never even got near the Golden Demon area.
So they had some really neat. There was ones. I think it was a Tau mecha. That like the setup for it was like it was in a hangar and was getting hosed down. So like there was, you know, just like this effect of water coming out of like this little hose for this guy working on it. And then down at the bottom there was like a very tiny like epic scale one painted red, like it was a hologram of the mech.
Oh, that's neat.
It was amazing. I should have grabbed a picture of that.
I do one at least one walk around the Golden Demon area, but I had no time. It was we were always busy doing stuff, so
yeah.
I think that's about it, though, from stuff I saw, other than what you guys already talked about. It was, there's definitely a lot of other mechs, and, like, there's tons of games that, like, skirmish games, and everybody had mechs, and, like, there's so much I didn't see. Like, I never saw half the dealer hall, let alone the rest of the stuff that was going on.
Yeah. So. And the vendor hall was a little smaller this year, or at least it was arranged differently.
It was bigger this year, but it was
bigger because they had it closer to the wall.
Yeah, we were farther over than it was before. And there was, I think four rows instead of three. I think there was an extra row.
Yeah. It just seemed like they
everything
used
was
to be
tighter.
That they opened double doors. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything was much tighter than before.
Well, they moved us.
And they offloaded. I think some of the 40K stuff was actually in its own section carved out of the back. So that probably makes a difference.
Yeah. Everything was. The aisles were way tighter this year because before we used to be able to get skids in, and this year it was like it was tight. So it was. Yeah. I think they've outgrown that area, and they're talking about moving for AdeptCon next year, so I would not be surprised if it moves.
I don't know if it'll be next year, but it'll be soon.
Yeah, because it's outgrown that area for sure. Like, there's no room for open. When we first went, and, like, I think my first year was 2014, and there was open gaming everywhere. We'd just pick up games. We'd set up a whole area. We were playing Dead Zone with the Family of Gamers guys, and it was like we had a whole party upstairs. Now where that is, it's just Golden Demon. Like, it takes up that whole area, so.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
like no space anymore.
And then they have historical games going on in a different section, in a different building.
Even some Star Wars games.
Yeah,
Wars Armada was out there too.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
So it's getting big, that's for sure. And I think Schaumburg is too small. So we'll see within a couple, if not next year, within a couple of years. I think they're really going to discuss it, the rumors. We might as well move on to halls, though, right, guys?
Yep, let's do it.
Who wants to start?
Why don't you start, Brian?
Yeah, so obviously you got the sneak peek of it earlier, but I did pick up an Ignition Core set. These are the pilots. I've the camera's not going to focus well on them.
You got to put your hand behind
it. Put your hand behind it, yeah.
I go like this. Anyway, they're really cool. It was that thing with me and Ignition Core. Like, a big part is I don't have a space right now to add another game into the mix, but I love the aesthetic and the design of everything that they've made.
Which faction did you pick up?
So what I went with is they had a deal for the modular Model Zero mech.
Yeah, we got
kit,
that guy. Yep.
I think we all bought that.
Which is one mech and two pilots. And I'm like, that's what I need. I don't have space for a whole faction that'll just kind of sit there, but one mech with two of these pilots, it's like, oh, it's such a cool cool design here. And went the pilots went together really well, considering that there's, you know, two pieces of apart. But I've got to figure out exactly how I want to put it together since it is modular.
Yeah, you got
to
get magnets. It at all. Yeah, yeah. That's because he said even in the rules, it's going to be the magnets. Like you can actually switch out weapons in the rules, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where mine went.
And then right, my buddy Rick picked up a couple. I think he got a couple Valkyrie and the Nephilim.
Yeah, that's, I think that's what Rob got.
The other one.
Spoilers.
spoilers. And then I did pick up some more scenery from just to go over my whole haul, I guess. I did pick up some of the new Mantic scenery, the sci-fi terrain kits. Since I have the neoprene mats, I'm like, might as well have the actual terrain to go with it when I kind of demo the game and show it off and whatnot.
Yes.
So I picked up those. And then I swung by Windhisar Publishing was kind of my other big purchase. I got a couple of the Kings of War novels that have been coming out through them. Pride of the King and Ascent of the Goblin King by Ben Stoddard and Rob Berman, respectively. And then I picked up a new book called The Sword and the Cipher by Riley O'Connor. It's a new book that they just published. I think it's his first book. I got to meet him in person. He was a really pleasant guy. Got a nice little autograph, talked about writing and stuff, since that's something I'm interested in as well. And yeah, that was it. It sounds like that one's a space sci-fi kind of ship going off into random worlds and whatnot. So I'm excited to check it out, I'll keep you guys posted when I dive into that book, because
perfect.
I'm definitely interested.
Nice.
But that was pretty much what I had for a haul. I'll throw it over to Rob next.
For my haul, it was very similar to Brian's, but I did get Ignition Core. I got that same modular one, and I got the Nephilim starter set. When you guys bought it originally, I didn't buy it because shipping was crazy. So, because I live in Canada, mm-hmm. and it sucks. But so I picked that up. That was a planned thing. I also picked up the Heavy Gear role-playing game rulebook that just got kickstarted last year, I think. And they
the
had
hardback
a,
one.
The hardback
the nice
one.
Big it's, one.
Yep, special edition. I also met the...
I should have grabbed that.
I met the author, and he signed it for me, and he, nice. It was nice, and yeah, it was cool to get that, because once again, I would have backed the Kickstarter, but even though they're a Canadian company, the shipping's still crazy, because it's coming from overseas, so it's yeah. Speaking of shipping, don't even start on the Battletech thing. There's a big controversy right now. We'll see if that gets solved.
Oh, yes.
But other than that, I got Seas of Dread for Armada, the Kings, or Mantic's Armada. Because I didn't have that expansion, and it was on sale for $10, so I bought it. I also got Kings of War Twilightkin Army. That's sci-fi. Mm-hmm. I mean, not sci-fi. That's fantasy. And maybe
it might get to sci-fi at some point, since the Nightstalkers are.
But and a certain nice fella who's on this podcast with me, named Patrick, he bought me the Monuments Proacral basic set, so I got lower paints.
Oh, nice.
And he also gave me some of these wooden, these things for, where's the camera? For putting your, Who makes these, Pat? It's a buddy of yours.
Jolly Jesus.
Yeah, Jolly
Jesus.
Aaron's going to kill me. I don't know the name of his company.
You always forget the name.
Jolly Lark. L-A-R-K.
Yeah, it's all handmade stuff, and they do a bunch of different things. They do like
dice towers. Great wooden handles, and they're not that expensive.
A lot of woodworking stuff.
Yeah. 10 for 60, $60. And I think the GW plastic handle is like $30
right on the bottom. Jolly. And they have a hole in the bottom so you can put them on, just put pegs up so you can.
Yeah, actually, I'll show you what they can go on.
Do you have the system?
What do you put on top of those to make them hold the mini? Is it like a
blue tack?
A sticky tack, a blue tack or something.
Okay.
That's why it's got the little X in there to give it grip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you get the 10 pack, it gives you this wooden board.
Yeah.
And these little wooden dowels that go in there. So then you can put the wooden dowel in the hole, and then you can set the handle on top of that. So you can
spray paint.
Then it now becomes a priming board or an
airbrush board.
Or so just
they're
dry,
really cool. Hold it. They're very comfortable. I've had one since last year because he gave me one to try it out and to, you know, as a gift. And I put that thing through the ringer. It's got so much airbrush paint on it, and and it takes the paint really well, and it doesn't get sticky or bulky, not a weight. So it's
Whatever wood they use, it's real nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good deal too. And then again, the old alternative is one of the cool things is since we're talking mechs and gunpla and everything, one of the cool things is if you look at there, mm-hmm. it's got a hole drilled in the top. I'm trying to.
Yeah, I was trying to mention that too. Yep.
And then it's big enough, I think, that you could put. You can drill it. He said you could drill it a little bit deeper if you want, and you could put a little an alligator
clip. Yeah,
and
they have stick. The clips. I have those somewhere.
You can use it. You can use it to prime your gunpla pieces or paint your gunpla pieces. Nice. So and then couple that with the board, and then you got yourself a nice little stand. Because right now for my Neo Zhang, I've been just using pink foam, and after a while it gets all because of the weight. It gets all wonky and everything. So. I'm glad to get this, and I'll be able to prime a little better. And you know, I'm going to say like this is going to be the tipping point to make me paint more. But you know,
before I'm done my haul, though, I'm done finish my haul.
Sorry, I got distracted.
Stop interrupting me. I would like to do a shout out to Family Gamer 777. They gave me I think Brian too. They gave us Pat some dice bags, which are nice and stickers.
They did.
And
also, hoodies.
Oh, and hoodies. What?
A hoodie.
They like us.
They have hoodies.
But also to Crazy A, who does he gave us a nice coaster and some dice and a pins. He always gives us pins.
But yeah, I mean for the con he's running.
Yeah, I was just gonna mention he does a con called Hawkland. It's in
Washington D.C.
Is it Washington D.C.? I didn't know.
Washington D.C. or West Virginia, but that's all
somewhere in that area. He works at a community college there, so it's from the college. So look up Hawkland Gaming. I think it's in September, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And so if you're looking for a con in the D.C. area, check it out. D.C., Virginia area, check it out.
Yeah. So I just want to shout out those guys. How about you, Pat? You have any other – you have some other few things for your haul?
Yeah. So the Ignition Core was one of the big things I bought. These wood from Jolly Lark.
I did forget to mention that Herberto gave us a little extra. It's a little dog with guns on his back.
He hooked us up with that. That was pretty cool. Did he pick up any other mech stuff?
You picked up paints. I know that.
Yeah, I did pick up some fluorescent paints from Monument, the Proactive Fluorescence. I'm going to give that a shot. I want to see. I've never played with fluorescence, so I'm curious just to see.
Somebody bought the metallics too, which I was interested in too. They're like
I have the I got the metallics. My wife got me, I think, set 3 and 4 in metallics for Christmas, and the metallics are awesome.
Yeah,
I use the metallics a lot on the Halo, and I like them a lot.
Yeah, I can't wait to use them.
What else did I get? I didn't cash in on the rulebook. I was going to. I just didn't do it. I don't know why I didn't do it. That will be the regret.
I think it was Saturday, and we're like closing up. And we're like, oh, we should run over there. Ah, it's too late. We'll do it tomorrow. And then Sunday was just so busy, we never got a chance. So.
Yeah, but then I think I did have a chance at one point because I walked by and I was like, I mean, it was a bit pricey. It was what, 140 bucks, 140
bucks?
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, it wasn't
cheap. I mean, it's nice. It's thick. I mean, it's like an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
But I just didn't pull the trigger, and I don't know why I didn't.
They had soft packs though too.
No big reason. It wasn't because I didn't think it was good enough to get. I just didn't do it.
There's a lot of other stuff there for sure that, like, people were all about, like Clash of Steel and.
I think we spent the night. We looked at the Catalyst booth. I didn't pick up anything over there.
I didn't even look at the Catalyst booth. I never even stopped.
Yeah, we did because I looked at the Leviathan minis and the Leviathan. And if you are a Leviathan fan from Catalyst, the box is really like a quarter of the size of the old box, which is ginormous to begin with.
I didn't go in the booth. That was outside the booth in their little glass cabinet, but I never went inside.
So I didn't have a lot of a big haul.
this year. We did get the Ignition Core rule booklet from Will and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. We got the I forget where did I put that. Yeah, here it is right here. Show it off. It's the rules you can get online, but they did a little book for it. So
yeah, he said which is nice because I do like having the book.
Yeah, it's got all the pictures in it and stuff, so you can see all the pictures and things.
Yeah.
But he said there's already some FAQs about it because, as always, the moment you print something, it's already out of date. So
sorry, Eddie.
Yeah.
He said the online ones to go. That's kind of like a collector's item.
Yeah. If you want the updated rules, get the online one.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have the book just for the funds. For funsies.
Yeah.
I didn't buy much this year. This is
I was going to say the reason we didn't buy much is because usually, I usually don't work at DeptCon, so I'm not usually in the booth, so I can go around more, and I usually drag Pat with me. And usually we're not nonstop demoing something 24/7, like it was nonstop, literally. Like we had three Halo boards going at all times in the booth, and they were maybe empty for 5 minutes, like all four.
Yeah, it was a bit crazy. It was probably one of the busiest.
So usually you have time to like walk away. This is more like Gen Con where you just had no time. Like even Gen Con, we get time to walk away. Like this was no.
Well,
time
that's
to
because
walk away.
We have. Yeah. I mean, I did walk around in the beginning.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I think that's it for my haul. I didn't get much at all. I mean, my two biggest buys were the Ignition Core, and these paint handles and the Monument fluorescent paints.
And lots of good food.
Those are, yeah. anything else for you guys that you could think of that you might have missed?
I don't think so. If anybody was at it,
I do regret not demoing or asking for a quick rundown on the Zeogenesis, and I should have, knowing that we were going to do this recording, and I said in my head I should probably, and then I thought maybe Brian would do it, but he didn't.
Brian, let us down.
I didn't get a chance to demo. A couple of my friends did. And it sounds like the demo was a little rough, but in the sense of like, I think a lot of they tried to explain all of the, whoever was demoing it for them, it tried to explain everything.
Yeah, I saw Gavin there a lot, so it might've been Gav.
When they went to play, like things started to click, but like the demo itself,
that's
what the talking about it was a little.
The talking about it.
Yeah, the Family of Gamers guys demoed the mini wargaming 40K knockoff game, and they said the exact same thing. Like the first time, the person was just explaining everything about the world, and then they finally somebody else demoed the actual game, and they're like, "Oh, it's actually fun." Okay.
there was I had forgot about that. It was near the Warzone Eternal booth.
Yes,
I forget the name of it. And,
Ravage Star.
Ravage.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a neat mechanic that they had where like to determine like what order the unit goes, where it's basically each unit has a different type of class to it, and they're all kind of in this little baggie, and you pull out and it's like unit type gets to go, and so that's how you do
Alessio,
an alternate activation.
Alessio Cavatori invented that for bolt action about 20 years ago.
I haven't experienced it.
It's a great.
Myself,
that's my favorite activation way.
Warpath has something like that, if I recall.
It did. It did. And
Once again,
Test of Honor has it.
Once again, Test of Honor has it. But Alessio also was involved with Warpath, so it makes sense too.
And then there was another one that was their booth was at by the big staircase. To go up and down the stairs. Oh gosh, was it that one was Ravage Star, right?
Yeah, that mini war game was Ravage Star. I think I know which one you're talking about. It was like Renegade something.
Yeah, because it had like tiger, soldiers and stuff.
Didn't even
like
see
Renegade
that at all.
Beasts or something like that. Yeah,
it plays kind of in that dead zone.
There was
like,
that other
space.
There's like a Critical Protocol or something was another one. Now. There was another one that was that looked like dead zone.
Let's
also,
see if I can pull up pictures of it. I did not take many pictures apart from like the Mantic events that I was running. So,
well, if anybody was at the DeptCon, please let us know what games you tried out, and in a few,
leave a comment.
I forgot to mention
because there was so much that
there's a lot of neat stuff.
Let alone all the
take in.
Yeah, we were only up in what you were in Utopia, were you?
Yeah, Utopia. I was up in Utopia. Yeah.
I never went to any other rooms. Usually I go around and check out the other rooms. I never went anywhere else, so there could have been tons of cool games going on. I kind of looked in the hallways, but that was a lot of Sigmar, I think, was in the hallways. And
Yeah, a lot of Sigmar, a lot of 40K as always. I did not see. There's usually this big mecha game that plays there where it has a variety of scale.
Yeah.
Where it has like a foot tall, like VF1 is like one of the mechs you can play as.
I
forgot the name of it. It kind of has a generic sounding name. It's got rules up on I think Drive-Thru RPG or something like that. And I didn't see much of like that. There was that Gundam skirmish battle game like last year. I saw a bunch of people playing that.
And yeah, I would love to check that out. I would love that.
Yeah, that was last year. I remember seeing that. But yeah, I didn't see any of that. Once again, it could have been in other rooms. It could have been.
Yeah, who knows? It's a big place, guys. There's a lot going on. And this year in particular, we were all kind of stuck.
Next year could be different. If we go, it could be different.
But the only other thing I picked up, it wasn't mecha related. There was these little cat D&D minis that were really cute. They were just outside of, they were at the top of the staircase, like leading over to Utopia.
Oh, really?
Designed them, and so they had resin prints of them out, and they were really cute, and like they had like a box mimic stuff like that. So it was just, again, not mecha related, not even sci-fi, but one of the other things I picked up.
Yeah, they actually cover all of, like, Adepticon is, it's not huge, but there's enough. Like, you'd have to take actual time.
I mean,
it's definitely
the biggest in my experience. I don't know if it's the biggest in the world, but I would definitely say it's
miniature
the biggest
gaming?
In the States. Miniature gaming.
I don't think miniature gaming is as big anywhere else as in the States, so I would assume it's.
I think LVO is probably a close second.
Yeah, Las Vegas Open. Yeah, but that's a lot more 40K related, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
So before we maybe wrap, like, do you guys have a favorite part of Adepticon?
I liked afterwards when I got to like rest and my feet didn't hurt anymore.
I do too. My back wasn't breaking.
I
liked when the dealer room closed and we didn't have to deal with a lot of people.
Well, it was just like literally my feet hurt so badly and my back hurt and it was bad. Usually, like I say, you get to walk around or like sit down for a bit in the back. There was no time. It was so busy. So.
Yeah, Halo was super huge.
Yeah, we weren't. Like, wait till it's actually out, like, for Gen Con, when we actually have to, like, sell it. It's going to be
It's gonna
murder.
Be rough.
Yeah.
or running tournaments for it, I imagine. Built off the bones of Dead Zone, I hear.
It is. It's based on the best skirmish game.
The skeleton of it. Dead Zone's not dead.
Yeah, that's right. You need to be alive. Well, it's undead. Dead Zone's undead. Yeah, so it's the beauty about Halo is that it's been playtested for over 10 years. So, you know, it's a good game, so.
Yeah,
Try it out. This isn't sponsored by Manta Games, and we're barely associated with Manta Games now at this point. But
we
do love Dead Zone, and hey, if you like the Halo franchise, it's a great system. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, you'll definitely like this
Ultimate.
Game. Yeah,
Ultimate.
Oh yeah, you guys played. Yeah, you guys. Ryan with his other podcast had his own special tournament.
Yeah, that was a fun time. John Jack. One of the guys who demoed Halo all day actually won the tournament there.
At that point, I was just drinking White Claws.
Ultimate.
I was drinking White Claws until I stopped hurting. But John Jack was playing games. He's a trooper.
Him and Dev and Jeff and Rob and the Kinney brothers.
I know John Jack was very happy he beat Jeff Burbage at Dreadball. That was his big claim to fame. He's like, I've never beaten him.
Well, he was talking to, like, as he approached, and they were saying, like, they haven't played against each other in, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, 2014, Adepticon was, like, the last time John Jack got to play in Dreadball.
That's funny.
That was a fun, special moment. I really like that. Yeah. And that's what, like, Adepticon.
Yeah.
Like, it's
that's another thing I miss is after hours gaming is, I was so tired.
You guys. The little Mantic night where you just kind of chill.
We didn't move much, that's for sure.
Like, me and Rick always talk about playing our G.I. Joe Dead Zone, and every year we plan it, but we're always just so tired.
I had Redline in my luggage, and I was just like, I don't think we're probably going to get a chance to play it again this year.
Next year is going to be a lot more time. Nice. We're going to have actually play games.
Yeah. And I will definitely have a chance to play.
Yeah. So,
cool.
next year, if you want, I think we're going to, I assume, all of us have Ignition Core, we should play a little Ignition or mini Mantic Ignition or tournament.
We'll get a mobile year. Armor radio Ignition Core and or red line section.
Mobile Armor Radio sponsors the tournament. Dr. John, I'd there be down go. For that.
Right, we got to get Rick we'll involved. There's at least four of us, so we need to get
some more people. So,
yep.
But we'll work on that. We got a whole year.
Yes.
All right, well, let's wrap it up and head out to the exfil then.
Sounds good. I still have to edit this thing.
Let's exfil out of here.
Ready? Let's finish this thing. Yep. Enough about X-Men. Yep. Although there was
all right.
Oh, it's going to talk about the X-Men miniatures right next to us at the booth.
Here we go. All right, let's just wrap it up. Let's save that. Save that for another day.
Save that for another podcast.
When we start the X-Men podcast after the fall of X-Men.
So if there's a game you want for Mobile Armor Radio to sponsor at your next convention, let us know.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was the Adepticon recap. All the cool stuff that we saw and played and looked at and bought. Not much next. I mean, hopefully now that we got stuff and hobby stuff, the drop ship will be at least for me. I know I've been a huge slacker.
I definitely want to do these Ignition Cores up.
And, I want to get mine.
I need to finish mine at least.
And I have a lot more Wolf Dragoons to paint. So, and I have all this fancy new paint to use. So I'll definitely be in.
So
it's good.
Well, then let's wrap it up for Mobile Armor Radio in episode number 70. I've been your host, Chopper.
I've been Brian.
Hey, I'm Rob.
And we will see you next month. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Hopefully be warm by then.
Yes.
Damn late winter.
Oh, probably not.
Fuck.
Oh, you want me to clack now?
If you want.
Yay,
we did it.
This has been Mobile Armor Radio. Join our Facebook group by searching for Mobile Armor Radio. Find us on Twitter at MArmorRadio. Join us on the first of every month for more mecha discussion.